Check it out. Check out the American anchor, baby. After Hake. No, after Joelle Friday TV. Way after Hake. Nice. how you guys doing? It is 9 o'clock in Los Angeles, and I'm checking the streams, making sure we're going. Choo, 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 choo. Choo, 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 choo. Yep. It is 9 o'clock, 9:01 now here in Los Angeles. Tuesday, March 26th, AD 2024. We ought to have a pretty good show here. A pretty fun show. I want to cover some things in the news. I have a story of a bullying incident supposedly resulting supposedly in a death. To me, I think it's more of an out-of-control young lady. It was girl-on-girl bullying here in the Los Angeles area. Hispanic single mother of this gal is speaking out. And the mainstream media is eating it up, the local media here. And also, I would like to touch on what else is going on in the world. Maybe this pro-abortion CNN article. There was something else. Oh, this anti-Semitism stuff they're pushing. And minimum wage. It's ridiculous. So evil. And of course, there were some super chats that came in. I have some super chats to get to, specifically about housing discrimination. I support discrimination. It's a basic right of all human beings. All human beings do it, and it should be perfectly legal, in my opinion. Maybe not by the government, but the government is going to do it anyway, too. Either for what's right or for what's evil. Mostly it discriminates in favor of evil. So that's that. And some beautiful music, in my opinion. You guys didn't seem to like the Christian rap that I played. but it's Steve Taylor Tuesday, and it's also 238 Tuesday. So that should be fun for some of you guys. So anyway, guys. I'm cracking a little bit. Let's get right on with the show!
1, 2, 3, 4. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la. Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report. La, la, la.
Hey, guys!
Oh, it's the Hake Report. The Hake Report.
So, how you guys doing? I'm fine. I'm wearing a Henley. I learned from Hassan this is called a Henley shirt. It has buttons. So, is it approved, Terry, in the chat? Terry could be a man or a woman. Did you know that? So, I'm not doxing his or her gender. Hey, is it a proper shirt? Play some Striper. I did not grow up on Striper. Nothing cooler than a white rapper. But he spelled it an uncool way. I liked the Christian rap. Nice. All right. So, I would like to start off with this little pro-abortion CNN article. Wow, I'm coming in loud. Okay. This pro-abortion CNN article that I came across here, guys. And I don't know if I even have it in the... I don't have it for the... I don't have screenshots of it for you guys. I'm chuckling at some things that I came across, though, earlier today on X, also known as Twitter. I may share that with you. But the Supreme Court, the so-called Supreme Court... will have to deal with consequences of their overturning of Roe v. Wade. Let me create a folder and CNN abortion, because it may be worth sharing some of these screenshots with you guys. And I'll drag that into the folder there, Hassan. CNN, as you know, is very feminist. which is to say communists, they believe in the equality stuff. They are the they're joined with the serpent in the garden in deceiving Eve and telling her she can be equal with God and play God and decide who lives or dies, and she shall surely die. What a mess, huh? And encouraging males to think the same way. I'm looking at this photograph of these people. I just put in CNN abortion, I think, in the folder there. And a whole bunch of screenshots. The Supreme Court will now have to deal with the consequences of its Roe v. Wade ruling. And it has a picture of a couple of gals, young ladies, who don't even look like they're 18 yet. They look like they're little kids. Like Ariana Grande, they look like 13 years old. And they look maybe Hispanic or something, or a nice tan on swarthy whites. And they're like crying and hugging each other. One of them is wearing the March Against Our Lives t-shirt. It's supposedly March for Our Lives t-shirt, meaning that she supports destruction of the so-called Second Amendment. I recognize that t-shirt. But they're like hugging each other and holding dumb signs. And I'm not even sure what they're crying about. But young ladies, you see it in the folder there, Hassan? You needn't be working yourselves up over this mess. You're just going to make yourself old and ugly before it's time to be old and ugly. Get your sleep, get your rest, don't think about politics. Don't worry about it. It doesn't even have anything to do with you. And if it does, Jesus himself even said, take no thought for your life. That's wisdom. Yeah, there's another couple of ladies yelling at each other. We're looking at the photograph of two Hispanic-looking gals, one more Hispanic-looking than the other, with plugs, gauges in her ears and tattoos on her arms. Mildly attractive. JLP says that that looks like graffiti on your body. When the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade, it opened up the floodgates for abortion-related lawsuits. In other words, frivolous lawsuits. It's an article by Joan Biskupic, CNN Supreme Court analyst, a woman. Do you see the one where the two little girls, the two skinny little girls, one with the face in her hands and the other one acting like she's hugging her? Pro-life, they do, if the people... I don't know what this sign is supposed to say. Land of the free. Nice watch. In front of the Supreme Court building. I think that's the Supreme Court building. It's ridiculous. People worked up over... Devil's fighting. You saw the two gals yelling at each other. Picture of these two gals yelling at each other that Hassan showed first. Just demon-possessed emotions. Emotions cause mass shootings. Did you know that? Following your thoughts and emotions will lead some into mass shootings, and it has led many into committing mass shootings. Blacks primarily, but whites have done it too. Asians have done it. Hispanics have done it. Muslims have done it. Omar Mateen. But what is their solution? Getting into their thoughts and emotions. And hyping, using the hype of this stuff. Show those people yelling at each other again. Hassan there. The Supreme Court on Tuesday, today, will hear or is hearing their first abortion case since the 2022 reversal of Roe v. Wade. Argued in the Supreme Court by a man, shout out to that man, an upheaval of so-called reproductive rights in America. That's a communist phrase if I've ever heard one, a euphemism, reproductive rights. The right to reproduction is usurped against the man by killing the baby in the womb. Some states that ban abortion are trying to keep abortion medication from crossing their borders. Separately, some are seeking to block a federal law that allows emergency room physicians to terminate a pregnancy, meaning kill the baby in the womb, if, quote-unquote, medically necessary, which is a phrase that I don't trust, medically necessary. What does that even mean? Medically necessary. I'm shaking my head about that. A federal law. Why are the feds trying to involve themselves in this? I thought that the Tenth Amendment says the courts show the headline, because this is like lawsuits related stuff. The Tenth Amendment says the federal government has no say over stuff not specifically mentioned in the Constitution. So that's the only argument in favor of getting rid of the federal ban on marijuana, I guess, maybe, because the feds pushed that. What do the feds have to do with it? Maybe it's a national issue, marijuana. But it should be a state issue, maybe, I think, because it's not specifically mentioned at the federal level. An Alabama Supreme Court decision impinging on in vitro fertilization, a method used to produce, not end pregnancy, but they also kill babies sometimes. Kill embryos, anyway. They throw out the embryos because they make a whole bunch of embryos, which is fertilized eggs, meaning a developing human being frozen in time, or whatever you want to call it, was traced by critics, including Crooked Joe Biden, to the Supreme Court's erosion of a woman's right to privacy in its overturning of Roe. What do they care about privacy? A right to privacy was invented by the so-called Supreme Court when they made up Roe v. Wade. But they don't value privacy. They impose on people's privacy all the time. So glad I never got a single tattoo. No turning back. Nice. Abortion is catapulted on the political front to the top of election year issues. Democrats hoping public concern for restrictions continues to help their candidates. Republican presidential candidate Trump has recently floated the idea of a nationwide ban on abortion at 15 weeks of pregnancy. Meanwhile, all the while, public regard for the so-called Supreme Court has degenerated, and it has been a long time degenerating. It's interesting that they pointed out now, when it's a topic that they support getting run over. They support abortion, and the Supreme Court rules against forcing abortion down everybody's throats. And so now they're going to point out that this regard for the Supreme Court is degenerated. But so regard for the Supreme Court has been degenerated for a long time. Roe v. Wade was a degeneration itself of the so-called Supreme Court. The so-called same-sex marriage was a degeneration of the Supreme Court regard. People are like, what? Obamacare. They called it a tax all of a sudden. All of a sudden, the rhino Chief Justice John Roberts decided Obamacare was a tax because Obamacare was not supposed to be constitutional for various different reasons. And the Supreme Court said, oh, yeah, it's a tax. So that was another decline of regard for the Supreme Court. Became very liberal. An activist. Obama put two women, neither of them Christian. Well, I don't know if Sotomayor considers herself a Christian. Maybe she does. Sonia Sotomayor, a wise Latina. And Elena Kagan. And he wanted to put in that guy who's in charge of the DOJ in the Supreme Court. Man, imagine that with his, I hate to call it ugly, but ugly voice. Merrick Garland. That woman who died in office when she was in the Supreme Court, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, said, we would have achieved equality if we have all women on the Supreme Court. Because in the past it has been all men, so now we have to achieve equality by getting all women in the Supreme Court. And she was on the Supreme Court. Nice lady. I guess. So yeah, the Commie Nonsense Network is going after the best justices like Clarence Thomas. So sick. Pretending like he's not solid. And now they're honoring this guy, former Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer, who is so... I have a picture of him. He is so... I didn't know how girly he was. And I like the guy, but he is so... I saw him moving around at one of the... a year ago or 2 years ago, State of the Union. Oh, my gosh. Biden, like, honored him at the State of the Union address, I think, after he was retiring. They force out the one male liberal Supreme Court justice. I think he's the only one. He retired, and he's, like, holding his heart and thanking the people for all the fake honor that they gave him. Also not a Christian, this Stephen Breyer guy. And he was writing whether the Constitution assures a woman an abortion is needed to save her life. An abortion needed to save her life, her physical health or her mental health. Why do you need an abortion for your mental health? That's not possible. Kill a child in your womb, it'll help your mind. I don't think so. Whether the Constitution guarantees an abortion rights to victims of R word, ape ray, or incest A. Oops, I just said the word. Whether states can forbid sending medical methods of abortion through the mail, meaning pills, that's what they're trying to push now. The FDA, abortion has increased since the ending of Roe v. Wade because they're hyping it. It's kind of like when Trump was cracking down on immigration, the border was getting flooded because they were just trying to hurry up and get them in, as much in as possible and break the system because they knew that Trump was bringing down the law. Where the states can prosecute those in-state persons who aid and abet out-of-state abortions and other abortion-related questions may well lead to further court cases, not solely legislative determinations, many of which may also be subject to judicial review, so said Stephen Breyer. Not a Christian. He looks sort of dignified in this picture. Although skinny. Kind of like hate. But he is so like... effeminate. But shout out to him. They've replaced him with someone even worse. That black female, Justice Ketanji Onyeka Brown Jackson. But shout out to her, right? We love her if we love anybody. It's a mess, but that's the world. You expect it to be a mess. The mods aren't doing anything in here. What's going on that you need the mods to do something? Chat? How are y'all doing in the chat there, guys? Okay, let's see. Bum, 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 bum. Let's talk about this. Black women are... I saw this on X. Somebody tagged us on X. Us being JLP Talk on X. Follow him on X. Follow the Hake Report on X. And if you're really ambitious, follow James Anton Hake on X. That's my personal account. Let's give black women their flowers today, says the NAACP, National Association Against Colored People. And they capitalize the B in the word black because they're kiss-ups to the false identity of blackness. What word comes to mind when you think of black women? And it's a beautiful, almost like 90s throwback, artsy, square, abstract picture or graphic with the text, black women are blank, period. Hashtag Women's History Month. NAACP. Nice font on NAACP. I like that. even though they're evil. So that was posted. They posted it yesterday. Yesterday morning. My time, anyway. And they got a lot of replies. And the replies, I neglected to censor any replies, so if there's anything bad, oh yeah, there's something bad already. The first thing, Adam Krigler said, boop, e fathers. Black women are not the best fathers. So cover your eyes, kids. Cover your eyes, ladies. Those of you ladies who don't cuss, I encourage you ladies not to cuss too much. And kids. And men. Somebody said, unhappy and angry. Twitter's really testing me today, says 9mm. You don't want the answer to that, somebody said. Black women are what? Not tools for your political propaganda and lies, says Walt Taylor. Yes, they are, Walt. They are tools for your political propaganda and lies. They're one of the biggest tools. I remember a lame actor said, the black woman is God. Oh, no, God is a black woman. And that's an old cliche. It was somebody came up with that and thought it was clever. And this lame actor whose mother did not abort him, he said. He played Hulk. That, remember that actor? He's supposedly a really good actor, actually. I heard it on Joelle Friday saying that when he filled in for Hake. When several months ago, Joelle Friday and Mark Ruffalo, yeah. Joelle Friday and Sean, the producer, filled in for the Hake Report months back, I want to say. And they were talking about actors, I think. I think it was on the Hake Report. He's like, the black woman is God. He aight, says Hassan. He aight. I saw him in one of those Marvel movies. I accidentally saw a Marvel movie. I'm not really a fan of them. And he's so corny and beta. How embarrassing. He's no Daniel Day-Lewis. Burdens on society, said FSC. Space gringo, which means outsider, white man, says, all I'm saying is don't ask the FBI. They got some bad stats to show you, straight face emoji. Why are these replies open? Asks some gal. Or some guy who looks like some gal. Next screenshot, because we should get the bad word off there anyway. Greg Ramsey, I'll read his whole thing later. Constantly subjected to pandering of some victimhood and given entitlements. Black women are strength. Oh, we finally found somebody who was answering the way that NAACP was looking for. Leslie Vass, a man. Exoneree Vass said strength. Black women are strength. Dr. Cammy said, Fannie Willis, Letitia James, corruption. Black women are corruption. 5 times more likely to have an abortion. Really? I thought it was 3 times. Maybe it's 5 times because they get pregnant more often. But it's 3 times compared to their share of the population, but 5 times compared to their number of pregnancies, I guess. I don't know. I haven't looked into their numbers in a while on abortion. Fierce, says Dr. LCH, a black woman looking thing, gal, account, profile pic. Often obese. Oh, come on. Shout out to the obese gals, often obese gals. But it's not good. Is this serious? Define woman and I'll answer the question, somebody says. Blank, seems about right. Single mothers? Somebody asks. Sinful. Somebody says, corrupt when put in a position to power. Oh, I'm on the next one. This one has a meme. I feel like having a loud conversation in public, a meme of a black woman. Mr. Fields dressed up as a black woman. That's Mr. Fields, is it? Or Wojak, something like that? A Waffle House's worst nightmare. Kind of fun, loud. Shout out to the black ladies. We love the black ladies if we love anybody. And we use the word loosely sometimes, ladies. We call them ladies to be ladies. Rise up, ladies, and be ladies. Nice, huh? Encouragement. So let me read this Greg Ramsey one. Greg Ramsey, this fellow who's unapologetic, a former professor of civics, full-time engineer, constitutionalist, Texan, father, husband, veteran of the U.S. Navy, replying to the NAACP, which was founded in 1909 by communists and unchristian people, supposedly white unchristian people, by the way, the nation's first and largest grassroots-based, meaning they use the useful idiots of masses of dummies, blind brainwashed dummies. And shout out to the dummies. There's some very classy dummies. I'm a dummy, but I'm not a dummy for NAACP. Not that I'm better than the dummies for NAACP. Nobody's better. But they're evil. Over 2,000 volunteer-run branches nationwide. Volunteer suckers, but shout out to the volunteer suckers. I've seen JLP interview some very classy guys considering that they're falling for this mess in AACP. Anyway, constantly subjected, says Gramsci Greg, to pandering of some victimhood, capital V, and given entitlements nobody else can achieve when very few live the hard lives of their ancestors and what they were subjected to. Everybody had a hard life. Everybody's ancestors had a hard life, I'll tell you what. You think the slave owners had such a cushy life? It's hard work cracking that. I'm mocking a little bit. It's hard work cracking that whip. We live so comfortably, including the homeless bums, compared to how they lived, I want to say. They didn't have electricity, no phones, for the most part. They had to come up with, you know, plumbing and heating and air. They didn't have that so easy. Life was tough. We live like kings compared to them. And everybody looking down on the slave, not everybody, but some of you guys looking down on the slave owners like you're so holy. You wouldn't last. Well, you would probably adapt. You would find it quite tough living as a slave owner. As well as a slave, of course. Anyway, somehow pandering to people generations after their horrors wins political votes, which in turn turns the populace against each other, says Greg Ramsey. That's true, man. Shout out Mr. Boomer or Gen Xer. I'm assuming. I'm profiling him. 5 times more likely to... Oh, he's saying it too. Murder their children through abortion. Speaking of abortion. By design, by... elite white plantation owners. Oh, come on. Don't bring in the whites. You're trying to pretend like they're just tools of the whites. Elite white plantation owners who use pandering and victimhood. I think he's talking about the Democrat plantation to control them. Stop appealing to white liberals. Don't stop. Stop it. But shout out to the boomers and Gen Xers who say white liberals and blacks and kiss-ups. It's their own fault. And yes, there are deceivers who deceive all of us, right? And some of them are even normal whites, maybe. And many not normal whites. Shaking my head. Basically ruining any chance of black women in mass becoming successful by using DEI. Oh, now he's saying the white liberals are doing it. And other means, DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, means to perpetrate a belief that society not pandering has done to them. You're pandering a little bit, buddy, but that's okay. It's not okay, but we love you if we love anybody. Constantly reminding them of their race like it's some big bad thing. Well, he didn't say big. Then using that hatred spurred on by, there he goes again, by rich white elitists. You're the elite, Trump said. He doesn't like using the elite. You're the elite. Some of you are kind of low. What's Hake's obsession with the blacks? I'm just find them entertaining. Constantly reminding them of their race, blah, blah, blah. The rich white elitists who get rich by the very pandering you are doing now. NAACP here's where I really disagree with him. The NCAAP, he spells it, was once a proud organization. It was not ever, prideful? Yes, they were proud. Sinfully proud, not righteously proud. That looked to empower minorities. See, this young man has adopted communist language. Minorities, empower. Those are woman words, man. Come on. They were never any good. NAACP. You just hope to enslave minds into a constant belief, but that's okay. We love the normies. That if they stay victims long enough, the NAACP will stay well-funded. Yep. That's true. That part's true. How else does an organization remains when we've achieved a colorless society? Come on. Make everything about race and resegregate everything. A tool of the very same Democrats who enslaved your ancestors. Those are not the same Democrats. I wish. No, I don't wish. But this Democrats' slave owners were better people, maybe, than the Democrats of today and brought Jim Crow to the South. I think that's a lame talking point. Thank you, Hassan. I'm done with that Greg guy. I've made the point before. Hake is the only normal white. I've made the point before. The Democrats from back in the day were more, seemingly at least, I've never met any of them because they're all dead, you know? Seems to be more Christian. The whole standard of reality, what everybody believed in back then, they didn't believe in abortion, I don't think. They didn't believe in this fake idea of racism stuff. They were mostly pretty Christian, I think. Maybe some were un-Christian. They did have a whole lot of hatred to end up in a war amongst each other. I'm talking about both sides. The North and the South, so-called North and the so-called South. I don't think the Republicans were that great back then. Terrible. Well, think about the Democrats today. What do they support? Abortion, LGBT madness, the fake racism stuff. They support these wars just like the rhinos do. So that's, what else do they support? Oh, mass invasion. Is there anything else that they support that's sex out of wedlock? Women's, kissing up to women. They're following right along with the world, which is Satan. So they're evil today. 150 years ago, what were people going with? Fighting over the right to self-determination, fighting over the basic right to own slaves or stuff like that. I don't know. They got into a war. That's not good. A crazy war. Maybe they had higher testosterone. I'm laughing because I questioned whether testosterone was partly why blacks are so aggressive today. I know that the spirit in them is causing it, but the testosterone is affected by that. And also affecting it, the outward expression of their inner hell. Everybody got their issues, you know. Well, it does no good to compare, really. Different times. Terrible. So, shout out to the NAACP. You guys are silly. And the normies opposing the NAACP. Silly. You can call in 1-888-775-3773. I will try to get to your calls, guys. I will get to them, I think. Let's talk about this bullies stuff. Speaking of victimhood, this phony victimhood. I saw this a few days ago on local news. Let's see if I have this screenshot of this. Bullied death mess. Screenshot. I took it from my phone, so it's all vertical. KTLA 5, LA's very own. Article out March 20th, 2024 by Vivian Chow. Teen girl dies, Hispanic gal. After alleged fight with bullies. Wow, that's a credulous headline. Why are you calling them bullies? You don't know that they're bullies. Have they been convicted of bullying? You could call them quote unquote bullies. Vivian Chow, or Vivian Chow's KTLA 5 editor. That's very sloppy journalism nowadays. Journalists used to be more clever and slick in their deception, deceiving the people with facts and slip in some slippery weasel word language. At the South LA High School, that's another communist renaming of South Central LA. Did you know? I read it back when I think I was producer of the Jason Lee Peterson Show back when this happened several years ago. They tried to rename South Central LA because what do you think of South when you think of South Central? Gangs, crime, danger, ghetto. Ghetto, to say it like Elvis Presley used to say it before he died, I guess. They renamed it South LA because then it just doesn't sound as bad. They changed the language of things. They changed the language, the R word, etard, Ray. That used to be the polite way to say things. I learned from Big Bear, Owen Benjamin. But now it's the impolite way to say things. Spastic, the short word for spastic, I'm not supposed to say it because it's a really bad word, it's considered a really bad word among our brothers in the United Kingdom, or the foreign people in the UK and England. But that used to be like there was a spastic society. But now it's considered a bad word among some. Among others, it's not considered bad at all. And like America, it's not considered bad at all. But black females have changed the words, have changed their lyrics to kiss up to the people who are offended by these words. It's ridiculous. They're just changing this kiss up culture, covering up reality. JLP talks about it all the time. I've talked about it a lot. Back to the story. Let me play this clip from, this is clip 21 there, Hassan. I think it's is it in the folder? I don't see it. Do you see it? Okay, cool. Yeah, here's the news report. It's kind of long. So you'll hear this Hispanic mother speaking in like a broken English, I guess, about her daughter. You see this daughter, she died. It was not suicide. She like had a brain injury or something, or she fell down some stairs as she was fighting, and they're calling it bullying. Here it is.
A 16-year-old girl is dead after her mother says she suffered serious head injuries during a fight inside a high school bathroom. Cell phone video shows a brutal fight between two teenage girls.
KTLA's Mary Beth McDade spoke with the girl's mother and joins us live outside Manual Arts High School in South LA. Mary Beth.
Mike and Jer, her mother describes her daughter as being funny, loving, and caring. And while there are many questions still surrounding her daughter's death, her mother believes that it was the result of bullying here at school.
That's a buzzword.
My life doesn't. Gonna be, I don't know, just I want to die.
Maria Juarez is devastated. Her 16-year-old daughter, Shaylee Mejia, has died. She believes as a result of this altercation inside the girls' bathroom at Manual Arts High School in South L.A. on Tuesday, March 5th. Maria says her daughter hit her head badly, but didn't tell her about it because her daughter didn't want to worry her mother, who's a single parent trying to raise two kids, Shaylee and her little 3-year-old brother.
He's sad. He misses sister.
Maria says the next few days, her daughter complained that her head was hurting.
My daughter, she has like a headache, and she said, Mom, I don't want to tell you something. I don't want to, like, I worry about that. This.
Her mom says on Saturday, March 9th, Shaylee got gussied up and headed to a birthday party. Shaylee apparently fainted and was rushed to a hospital by a friend.
Why did her friend take her to the hospital?
Because she fell down. She fell down and then she doesn't, like, talk.
Maria says the doctors told her her daughter had a lot of brain damage.
The doctor, he said, like, that he has a lot of damage for the head.
Maria tells us her daughter never regained consciousness and was pronounced dead 6 days later on March 15th.
Crazy.
It was only then that her mom says she learned of the fight at school and saw the video for the first time.
Inside, my daughter hit the head.
Hit her head. Mm-hmm.
Maria says her daughter had been getting bullied at school ever since she started there last fall. She tells us this is another incident inside the school's bathroom from December. Maria says she filed a police report with school police after that incident and showed them the video.
Pulling
with
hair.
The school police?
Mm-hmm.
Wailing on each
from
other.
From the first fight?
Yes.
Third person getting in?
And what'd they say?
Nothing.
But she says they never did anything and now blames them for her daughter's death.
Everybody know when my daughter hit the head, everybody, the teachers too, everybody know.
And no one did anything?
Mm-mm.
Including you, lady.
Well, the school district did release a statement expressing their sadness and condolences. We reached out to the school police, and they deferred us to the LAPDs, and so we called them. And they tell us that they were called to the hospital the night that Shaylee arrived there unconscious. They say they're investigating this case at this point anyway as a possible accidental fall downstairs. Now, what's unclear is whether anyone is investigating the mother's claims that her daughter's death was caused by that fight here at school. We should also mention that there is a GoFundMe page. We'll be posting a link to that on our website, KGLA.com. For now, reporting live here in South L.A., Mary Beth McDade. We'll send it back to you guys in the studio.
Mary Beth, thank you.
Terrible, huh? What a mess. A GoFundMe page. And people don't even know the real story. She doesn't need a GoFundMe because this may sound bad to say, but she doesn't need a GoFundMe, really, because there's no more hospital expenses, I don't think. Maybe there is hospital expenses, actually. Who knows? There might not be a GoFundMe. There might not be hospital expenses because people get stuff for free, get it kind of subsidized, their emergency room healthcare. Single mother, apparently single mother. I think she is a single mother. I think they said that. And the young lady getting into fights at school sounds like the young lady who died had a problem, had an anger problem, I think. I had a good relationship with the bullies at school. The bullies weren't as crazy, though. They weren't black. Maybe this guy was fighting blacks. Were they fighting blacks, Lin Yenshin? What? Some of the ladies don't like this in the chat. I'm a bad parent. I'm a bad mother. Give me free money. Yeah. I get that the young people are encouraged to be angry on a level that is different from how I grew up. So the kids are different, the bad kids. And South LA is still South Central LA. So I didn't know how bad kids were until the poor kids, the poor bad kids, transferred over to my school, which had a big junior high school. And then high school, too. Girl fights. I've known Hispanic young ladies, though, who were, like, nasty, angry people. And they had, quote-unquote, bullies, too. And they would get into fights. And that's a you problem, getting into fights. Because there are ways to deal with them where you don't have to fight. Or you can get away. Or you don't have to get into, like, multiple fights. And the mother apparently did not have the sense to take her out of the school. She was 16. She didn't have to be in a school. She could have dropped out and been safer, going to work. Mickey D's or something. Well, McDonald's might not be safe down there either. No father, plenty of anger. Yeah, that lady plays like she's innocent, and I believe it. She looks and sounds kind of innocent. My life, I want to die, she said, after her daughter died. Terrible. She has a little brother, this gal, maybe not a whole full-blood brother, 3 years old or so, misses the girl. Don't drop out, kids. I don't know. You might prefer to drop out when you're in a South Central LA high school, Monroe High School. She hit her head on the wall or the toilet or something. They were fighting in the bathroom, girl fights. And she might well have really messed up her brain. Who knows what the truth is. But what was she doing going to a school, going to a house party? It sounded like she went to a house party and fell down some stairs. And then that's when she went into that coma and never recovered and died. Rest in peace. No life of peace, though. I don't know if this lady who had the broken English, if she was legal or illegal or what. They talk about, oh, Trump was separating families. They don't value family for the most part. I mean, they have this pretense of family, this emotional pretense of family and loyalty. And the children of the divorced mothers or single mothers don't like the boyfriends coming in sometimes, and they feel this fake loyalty to their mother. But it's not true love in their families, and they don't think like men. They grew up to be dumb liberals. I've known some of these people. Young men, anyway. They get themselves into all kinds of trouble. You shouldn't be going to... I went to one party, and it was one of the good kids' houses. Relatively good kids. Not that good, but relatively good. When I was in high school. Yeah, fake values. That's a failed mother, failure mother, trying to blame the school. And the school is not, yes, the school is not able to protect. I think Joelle Friday mentioned that these schools, they have so much to look out for. They have other concerns other than the life of the life and safety of your one child. No, I did not drink in high school. Or underage in college or anything like that. I remember, though, Spanish class, freshman year of high school, one of the bad kids. No, he was kind of a good kid, but he was kind of bad. He was, a junior or a sophomore who could drive. He drove me to a buddy's house, one of his buddies, and they popped open in like a Bud Light for me. This was before Bud Light turned, well, it was evil. It was always evil because it's beer. Beer is evil, guys, kids. And I did not, he popped it. I didn't open it. He popped it and gave it to me. And I'm like, I'm not drinking this. And then so somebody else had to drink it. And then we went off to do some other work. Group projects, so dumb. Is there anything else to say about this? I don't think so. No, I didn't smoke either. You didn't drink, but you smoked, says Joel Friday. More like I got smoked in cross country and track, meaning like they beat me, some of these Mexicans, really fast. There was one illegal who was really fast. He was really, really fast. There was one black, and then he drowned before senior year. Like, he went to some summer camp, and his boat tipped over, and he drowned. He died. It was terrible. But he was fast in cross country. And then I was Facebook friends with the illegal later, after high school, into college. And I said something about, oh, I don't like all this special treatment for illegals and women and gays and stuff. And POCs or whatever. Well, I didn't say POCs because we didn't use that language at the time. And he blocked me. Oh, man. I liked him. He was a good kid. I think he was illegal. Shout out to the illegals. How far the culture has declined. I get that there were fights and bad things happening when it was mostly whites and some blacks and then some Hispanics too, and maybe a few of those Chinese and people. I get that there were always evil things going on, but for them to say, oh, crime has gone down, that's a lie. It's gone down since from the 90s when it had its peak, and then they turned everybody effeminate and took away our testosterone and closed our third eye and gave us fluoride in the water or something like that. I don't know. They pushed being emotional and soft and mama's boys. And so some of the violence has gone down a little bit, but all kinds of other evil has arisen. You know, it was like homosexuality and feminism and violence like crazy in the like 80s and 90s, right? But that stuff was on the rise, and now this has gone down a little bit, but it's still high. There's waves of various types of evil. And they've addressed some of the, oh, teen pregnancies have gone down. But because the teens are all into pornography and so-called safe S word. It's not a good thing. It's not that they're more moral. They're still destroying themselves. They're all depressed and a mess. So all manner of evil by these lost people. Terrible. Alcohol is beta. Yeah, true. They say beer is estrogenic. Hake's first beer was a Bud Light. I don't know. We don't talk about those things. Root beer. Root beer. But not too much. Sodas breaks down your bones. Johnny's a first-time caller in New York. Johnny, thank you for calling. How are you doing, man? What's up?
Hey, hi, Mr. Hake. This is a first-time caller. I guess thank you for setting the number. But I wanted to address if you knew about all the New York City subway crimes that are happening.
No, I don't know what's going on. Tell us.
Yeah, I can just fill you in shortly on it. I mean, like every day when you get the news, you know, you just pull on YouTube, and then just yesterday somebody was thrown in the track. It was not provoked. There's like three or four different occasions on the same day that they reported that stuff like this is happening.
Yeah.
And you know, I mean, I'm thinking about, like, I got more educated in the political aspects of it and the religious aspects of it as well.
Of what?
And I could tell you that if people in general, they don't know anything religiously and they don't know anything politically. They just like sports, work, go home, eat, and go to sleep.
Yeah. Yeah, that's so true. We're so occupied with banal, I call it banal, but I heard that's pronounced banal things.
I was brought up in a gang. I was brought up in a I'm an Italian and that was brought up in a Hispanic gang.
I could believe that. Yep.
And wow. You know, like, in general, I don't have any prejudices except maybe if God shows me stuff that I can't see, and I have to admit it later on.
Yeah.
That's been embedded in my heart. That's, you know, it's exposed. You know, I admit it. But the only thing is that the antidote is to release it to God. But this is what kids today, especially those who are pumped, you know, just spoon-fed all this political garbage, you know, of this Marxism with the civil rights and with the LGBTQ ideology, they've been filled with it. I mean, in their neighborhoods, in their homes, yeah. and in schools. So this is the result.
Yeah.
I feel.
I think you're right about that. You feed people this emotions, reveling in their emotions and victimhood and chasing after selfish things and fake things like identity. You're gonna get this narcissism and or selfishness.
Yeah, is it narcissism or Marx? This is like
both.
Marxism is the practice. It's the practice, but narcissism is the actual thing, right?
Well, I said narcissism, like, by narcissism, I just mean people being selfish. And you said, and did you say Marxism? Marxism is Karl Marx, I think, was not a Christian. He was an atheist, and he was like a mama spirit, I think. And he liked communism and socialism. And so he didn't want people working for a living or like God prescribed after the fall. So he wanted to subvert. God, basically.
Okay, that's cool. I wanted to ask you guys because I come out with some statements when I comment, and sometimes it's a little bit bold.
Oh, okay.
And off.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's offensive. Sometimes a little of the inside of me comes out. You know.
Oh, so, sure. I understand.
I'm usually when I'm on Jesse's line, I usually come out and I just keep on putting in comments and just addressing to that to see if you guys would address it.
Nice. But, yeah. No, I like reading the chat and the comments as much as I can. I appreciate you guys' input.
Yeah, that's fine. You know, it's good. I just want to know. I just want to say out there that I'm not anti-Jesse. I mean, I in a sense I am. But in a sense, I'm not.
Oh, okay.
Politically, he's correct. Biblically, he's a little bit, you know, he just framed things around what he thinks.
I disagree
with a couple of things.
Such as like one or two?
I don't know. In reference to that, you know, like if he says he makes like something that he doesn't understand and he comments on it. Like, he doesn't really break down what does God and Jesus have in, like, are they both God? Like, he doesn't break it down. He thinks the Trinity is not the Trinity, but because it doesn't actually quote it in the Bible. See, a lot of people look for quotes in the Bible and then run with it. But if you sit back and you use your common sense and you think about what it is, why it says it, then you can come to a logical conclusion. I think just because a lot of things he mentioned, maybe he doesn't get into it, he doesn't break it down why. People believe, you know, that God
is
God. And, you know, about the things about the Holy Spirit and about the things of the rapture. Of course, it doesn't say rapture in the Bible, but it describes the rapture.
I think it does say rapture in the Bible. I think it's somewhere
I don't think so. I don't. Maybe like in the new, maybe on the new versions of it.
Okay. I thought I read, you might be right. I don't know. Anyway. But
yeah, I mean, I look at different versions, but you know what? I used to run with scripture, and I used to, like, come to my own conclusions, and I banked it, and I used to talk about it until, like, I sat before God to help me to explain why other people believe what they believe. And then you come, you know, when you're in the presence of God alone, you can get more understanding better. So I think that's
what do you
the
mean?
Real religion.
What do you mean by being in the presence of God?
I think, like, you know what? It's foolishness to these, you know, it's like this. One pastor came up to me and I told him that. What does it mean to be in, how can I get, like, free from this thing or whatever? You know, he told me the foolishness of just sitting in the presence of God for an hour, and that includes whether it's in a gathering, whether it's just putting on music, or whether it's just, you know, just being like what Jesse says, being silent,
mm-hmm.
you know, all those aspects is like give God an hour, give him your attention. And, you know, for like quality attention, it's not just like a wing and a prayer. And I go to church on Sunday. or I get into a Bible study here and there. It's really just, you know, saturating yourself with God with a discipline, saying, look, you know what, God, I'm coming boldly to the throne of grace, and I'm giving you how I feel about a matter, even if I'm angry. There's the times I was yelling at God, and God approved of that because I was real with him. I wasn't hiding emotions. I was getting it out.
You remind me of Joel Friday TV.
Who's that? Joel.
Yeah, you catch Joel Friday TV, his show?
Oh, wait, that's a young man?
That's the young black guy who's on after Hake.
Yeah, he's black.
He has a show now, and he played the clip of Kanye talking about, I have a problem with Jesus sometimes. He didn't answer my prayers the way I wanted them to do. So he said he likes Kanye being real, like being real in the sense of expressing how he sees or doesn't see God and Jesus and praying and stuff.
Yeah,
but you could catch him on. He's on YouTube right after.
He's on Friday.
No. That's his middle name is Joel Friday. His nickname, Joel Friday. he's not on Friday though. Incidentally, he's on Monday through Thursday at 2 p.m. Eastern your time. 2 p.m. Eastern. Joel Friday TV is his YouTube channel and Instagram.
Yeah. Well, he doesn't have the, I don't think he has the same mindset as Jesse. They differ a little bit, right?
They differ a little bit. Yeah, he is. Yeah. He's something else.
Well, I like Jesse. I tell you, I like Jesse because he's politically straight on a lot of things.
Yeah.
And he's like me. Like, he sings songs. Like, every time that there's something mentioned, he'll make a song out of it. It'll remind him of a song. You know?
Yeah. Nice.
That's what I do.
Right on, man. It's good to hear from you.
I do that in my witnessing. I do that when I witness, like, you know, James Brown's song, This Is a Man's World, right?
You witness like you preach to people?
Yeah, like, there may be a song in a supermarket, and I might be singing it, and then maybe I'm a little, other people will hear me, I'm a little loud or something.
Yeah, one of those.
And,
nice.
I would make a witness out of it, like, this is a man's world, and I would tell the person, well, we can't say that today.
And
the person will tell me why, and I'll say, and I'll give the reasons why.
Strike up a conversation. That's cool, man.
Yeah.
I like your kind of man.
Well, you're for real. I mean, I'm 65 years old, and it took me a long time.
Right on.
There is, you know, in the circle of the house of God among Christians, because you're going to get a lot of mindsets and a lot of opinions and a lot of theoretical perspectives. But, you know, one thing that you always have to put everything, you know, in importance and bring it to God if it's true or not, you know?
Yeah. It's good to hear from you, Johnny, in New York, man. Thank you for the update and for the input. Let's talk again. I got to run, though.
Okay. All right, Hake.
All right. Appreciate you. Bye. I flinched. Did you see me flinch? I thought I almost heard a click. Terrible. I need to get nerves of steel. What's this caller's chat handle? I didn't want to dox his chat handle, but he's Johnny from NYC. He can dox himself if he wants to. I'll fight a 65-year-old, says Joel Friday TV. I'm going to get to more of your calls and your super chats, guys, and maybe I'll address some of the stuff that the caller mentioned because he said some interesting statements. But it's time for Steve Taylor Tuesday, guys. Steve Taylor Tuesday. He's a Christian man, or was anyway, or I think he is. This track is entitled, what is this track entitled? Guilty by Association. It's from the 1988 album Meltdown, I believe. I may have to go back and correct that information later. Enjoy ya musical Philistines. Go outside, shovel snow, plant your garden, harvest your crops, crack the whip, get it cracked on ya. Steve Taylor, Guilty by Association. Be right back.
Go walk. Do the business guide for the born again. by association. Turn the radio on to a down-home dog. Hear a real green prophet with a message for y'all.
Well, I found a new utensil in the devil's toolbox. The heads are gonna roll if Jesus rocks. It's of a worldly design. God's music should be divine. Try buying records like mine. Avoid temptation.
Guilty by association. And we've got no choice, 'cause you heard a revelation from the still small voice.
Psst. Hey, you!
If the Bible doesn't back it, then it seems quite clear. Perhaps it was the devil who whispered in your ear. Oh, it's a telethon Tuesday before the gospel club. Send your money in now or they're gonna pull the plug.
Elvis Costello wannabe, what?
You just remember this fact when they plead in bed. When the chicken squats loud, it's gonna lay a big egg.
Association. Oh, I need to get mice. Isn't it nice? Steve Taylor, not Steve Tyler. Elvis Costello is a compliment. I don't know if Elvis Costello is that. He's Christian, guys.
No, really, I think it's gonna be a big hit.
This song invented fanny packs. Well, thank you, guys. I guess that's the end of the song. Kind of just petered out there. Thank you, guys, for bearing with me through the beautiful music. I have some super chats to read. So over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport, Popcorn's Thump Keg bought another coffee following up on his housing discrimination ongoing saga with Hake. Saga's not the right word. This is all hypothetical because it's illegal to discriminate in housing, which is unconstitutional to make it illegal to discriminate in housing, I'll tell you. Or at least it's immoral. Anti-discrimination laws are immoral. They're evil. But anyway. But as I understand it, people don't actually own, quote-unquote, a neighborhood unless you buy a whole bunch of houses. Unless you're BlackRock, right? They own their own home, so the individual homeowners only have dominion, if you will, over their homes. And even that, they don't. You want certain people in your you don't want certain people in your neighborhood? Then no city taxpayer-funded police, fire, trash collection for a neighborhood that excludes certain taxpayers, keyword taxpayers, in that city from living in their neighborhood. That's why I understand your concern. Say you pay taxes to the city of LA, which is too big of a city, right? And not well run. And then you can't go into some neighborhood? Well, there are gated communities. There are areas where you're not allowed to go. There are areas where you don't want to go. It's a mess. So there's all kinds of evil and injustices that happen to taxpayers and city residents. So not everybody actually even pays taxes. Well, some of them, I guess you get city tax, right? So, I don't know. But there's a whole lot of people who are getting subsidized by the feds, by the state, maybe even by the city. It's terrible. Maybe those people should be forced to live in their own neighborhood. Maybe that's what redlining was. I understand your concern about that. You want it to be fair. the government shouldn't be discriminating necessarily, although it just does. It's always going to. It does. You want it to be discriminating based on the right things, not on the wrong things. Fair things. But people, human beings, have a right to and businesses have a right to discriminate fairly or unfairly. And let them let their business thrive or fail based on how they act. And then there are people who do boycotts for good or for evil, and who like smear companies that don't want to serve gay cakes, gay wedding cakes, and stuff like that. And they say, oh, it's just capitalism, when they boycott them and put them out of business. It's a terrible mess. You want to change people's hearts, really. You don't want to change the laws. You change the laws a little bit to be just and to put forth what's right so that you have a manageable society that's not out of control, killing the babies in the womb and stuff like that. It would be nice to do that, but since we're not going to get that, they're going to still be killing the babies. You want to have the law in your heart so you can be a light in the world and allow the people to discriminate. There are neighborhood associations that they decide, or this maybe the city holds a vote or whatever, or the neighborhood holds a vote, and you want local control. You want local control, not centralized, faraway control. I want the city to have as little say so over my life as possible. Heck. Sorry, kids. Don't say heck. One time my sister said heck, and then I started saying heck. I felt I had permission to say heck. We were playing chess, and she's all, what the heck? But anyway, I don't even want my family to have control over my life. Self-determination. You don't want the state to have control over your life. You don't want the feds to have control over your life. You don't want the evil UN or WHO or EU to have control over your life. Because, for one, the more centralized and powerful worldly power that they have, the more attraction of evil comes in. And power... They say power corrupts and absolute power corrupts absolutely. And I agree with it, I guess. But it's also, it is kind of corrupting. It really, really also exposes the corruption because you can't handle all that temptation. JLP in his book, The Seven Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success. That little thin piece of book, that guide, says, sign your own checks, business owners. It's too tempting for an employee, for some employees, maybe most nowadays, but many employees, too tempting for them to like pilfer or pay for something that you wouldn't want to be paid for, to make a purchase or something. You don't want them signing checks. Stealing from your business by not doing your work, stuff like that. The dishonesty in these, you give them a little power. Look at the power, worldly power of the internet. People all into pornography like a mug. And all kinds of evil things. Internet used for evil and for good. Mostly for evil. You don't want centralized control. These people saying, you can't discriminate. Humph. And then they discriminate. Discrimination for me and not for thee. Terrible. Great Super Chat, Popcorn's Thump Keg. As always, appreciate you, sir. And I only spit in the spittoon. And it's not even a real spit. Well, I do spit on this because I can tell that there are like splatter marks on it. Dried splatter marks. It's fine. Thank you, Popcorn's Thump Keg. That's very nice. Shout out, man, or woman, or kid, because it could be a child, a wise child, or an intellectual child, precocious computer science child. Anyway, I got to keep it moving. Over on buymeacoffee.com/thehakereport. Oops. Terrible. The Key bought our coffee. Hake, has a black woman ever served Bond in any capacity, employment? If so, how do you fill in the blank? I don't know. I don't comment on employment stuff. But thank you for your coffee, The Key. But I have worked with black gals in various capacities. By the way, speaking of black, Joelle Friday TV is scheduled to join, well, not join, but to be appear on Joelle Friday TV YouTube channel. Come on. A society that values beauty. Black gals, I like them speaking their mind. Sometimes they need to be quiet. There was this gal who was probably not black on the Jesse Lee Peterson show getting on his last nerve. Nah. Who needed to ut up Shay. Don't say that word, kids. Don't even say it in pig Latin, kids. But be quiet. What the heck? Be quiet. Don't give voice to the thoughts in your head that seem so clever, so funny, so pressing of a question. Because Satan will feed you with question, 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 when you won't shut up and listen and ponder and consider. The Bible says, and I think it's fair, it was a fair practice of the Virgin Mary. She was not a virgin after she had Jesus because she started to have other kids. So she had the S word and had kids, I presume, right? Irrelevant. Jesus would pull different stunts. And I say godly stunts because his father, he came from his father, God. And so he would do these Christ-like stunts, godly stunts. We're supposed to be Christ-like and godly and pull stunts, righteous stunts, not self-righteous stunts. And she would ponder these things in her heart. She wouldn't, at least that's what the Bible says. She wouldn't be like, Jesus, why did you do this? And keep on questioning, questioning, questioning. Pop, 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 pop. Satan feeding her all these different questions, arguments. What about this? What about that? What about this? What about that? Your mind's so busy. So that's one thing. Some of these black gals need to not be like that. That's intellectual. That's not intelligent. Intelligence is quiet. Intellectual is chattering. Like Hake. I work with a little bit with Karen Williams in the chat. And she says, Hake, you talk too much. And that's black gals too. Hake is kind of like a black gal. Talks too much. So, gregarious. Black women are gregarious, The Key. What's gregarious mean? I think it means you talk a lot. Okay. What else? Super chat from Carver, a coffee. Hey, Hake, to keep up with the theme of black women is, I invite the snake pit to fill in the blank here. Hake music is blank. Fill in the blank. Hake music is awesome. Hit and miss. A turnoff. Cool. Cool. Fake. Christian. Childish. Lame. Derivative. Derivative. P.S. Here's a little, pretty little graphic to use like the original post. Hake music. Nice. I'll share that. Hake music is, I will share that in the chat and maybe I'll tweet it out. Thank you very kindly, Carver, with your coffee. Ah! I hate this. Don't hate, kids. We know hate. You hate. It's a WebP. I don't know if WebPs can show right now. I'll show it to you guys later. Thank you, Carver. I guess I'll get to that later. Let me double check over on Streamlabs. Lin Yan Chin and Gregatron gave a few. Gregatron says, bum, 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 bum. Hey, Hake, would you be okay with LGBTQ only neighborhoods or Q? But he spelled it like K. K? Only LGBTQ only neighborhoods? Maybe. That's like, I think those neighborhoods should go to like Tel Aviv. Shout out to Israel. Funny, Gregatron. Interesting, Gregatron. It would be nice if they would just. I don't think that they should be like that. But since they're gonna be like that, I guess so. I guess I would have to be okay with it because that's what the world is. It's basically WeHo, West Hollywood. Interesting question. This is a takeoff from the Muslim-only neighborhoods and the Italian-only neighborhoods discussion from yesterday. Thank you, Gregatron. Double question mark. Lin Yan Chin with a couple of super chats. I feel like I'm taking long. Insecurity, not emotions, lead to mass shooting. But insecurity is part of it. Is emotions, right? Let me see. Yes, Matt. Let me just not argue with him. Okay. Insecurity, not emotions, leads to mass shooting. Lead to mass shooting. Yes, mass shooting because shootings. Is a redundant mouth breather variant on shooting. And Hake breathes through the mouth too much. Shooting already covers multitude of incidents targets. Nice. Right on. And so I don't need to say insecurities. Thank you, Lin Yan Chin. But insecurity makes you subject to emotions. Right? Emotion. Because emotion includes all emotions. Anyway, he continues with his super chat. Emotions are tools. Tools, he says. Insecurity or inner instability is the user of those tools. Oh, he's like an uncoordinated misuser of these tools. Or inner stillness can't stop it. This might be poorly worded or poorly read on Hake's part. Emotions can't coalesce and consolidate or morph into thought form without insecurity as their heart. Oh, interesting. Emotions and guns can't fire themselves. Nice. Thank you, Lin Yan Chin, for the lesson. You may be right about that, for sure. There's something there that sounds right about that, I think. That's true. Nice. Thank you guys for the super chats. That's cool. Pork Chop Express over on Rumble with the Rumble Rant. Hey, Hake, I'll catch a replay later, but you need to watch Black Pilled's something something on the gay 90s. It's amazing that they were how they were brainwashing us. Wow. Wow. Terrible. Thank you for the heads up on that, the tip, Pork Chop Express. Appreciate you, man. He posts on X and tags me on X. Hey, do you guys celebrate Easter? Easter. Yeah. I mean, we say Happy Easter. Sometimes go see family or friends or say Happy Easter. Or some people like to call it Resurrection Sunday, which sounds kind of the Christianese correct way to say it. I grew up knowing that Easter was representing Jesus' resurrection. I call it Jesus's because I'm a mouth breather, Lin Yanchin. But yeah, Good Friday. Then he went down on Good Friday. That was the first day. Saturday, the second day. Sunday, the third day. On the third day, he rose, or something like that. Nice. But it's not, we don't make a big deal at Bond. We don't make a big deal out of it. We don't have an Easter egg hunt. Sometimes we do. We used to have like a little picnic and things like that. Yeah. Lin Yanchin elaborates, emotions are the effect, insecurity is the cause. People are backwards in their sense of cause versus effect. And he has a differing opinion with JLP on emotions versus thoughts, which comes first. Interesting. Thank you, man. I got to get to Daniel in Texas on the line. Daniel, how are you doing? Thank you for calling and holding. What's up, man?
Hi, James. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thank you.
I'm doing well, too.
Cool.
I want to talk about our favorite subject, and that is the Robert E. Lee and the American Civil War.
Nice. It is indeed our favorite subject.
Yes. It is everybody's favorite subject, whether they know it or not.
And why do you say... You say that sort of facetiously, but sort of seriously, or totally kidding?
I'm just joking around.
Okay, cool.
it's my favorite subject, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I have an account from Edward Porter Alexander, of whom I reference quite frequently. And he says something that I think is very important that sheds light onto the bond between the Army of Northern Virginia and Robert E. Lee. And I have said before that this is a very unique thing that is happening in the country. It's a very unique thing happening in the Confederacy. It's very particular to Robert E. Lee and his Army of Northern Virginia, as opposed to Braxton Bragg and the Army of Tennessee or Joseph Eggleston Johnston and his army. And so what Edward Porter Alexander has to say is something. He wrote accounts at the behest of his daughters, and his daughters begged him to say something about the war, to have memoirs before he passed.
Okay.
And he compiled all of his notes, and he sought out some help from peers, and he put everything together. Now, at the time, he was living in Nicaragua because he had vacated the country after the war.
Yeah.
So, Women's History Month, you would not have any of these critical accounts if it wasn't for Edward Porter Alexander's daughters begging him for these things. So, Women's History Month.
Okay. Happy Women's History Month. This man listened to his daughters. And you gleaned some interesting intel.
Right.
Thanks to his daughter's prompting. Why was he in Nicaragua again?
He left the country. He left the country after the Confederates had lost.
Because he was a Confederate general, right? This Edward Porter Alexander guy. And so he left the country to protect himself, or he felt not welcome. It wasn't his country anymore.
Wasn't his country anymore. He wanted to. He lost everything. The Confederates lost everything.
Wow. Yeah.
So
terrible.
And this was a very common thing that many of these generals decided they did not want to live in their homes anymore, and they left.
I heard
the country.
I heard that there were some, like, there's this. I think I saw a little news report from the mainstream news, sort of a little feature on this South American town that has a bunch of Confederates. They fly the Confederate flag and stuff like that. Interesting, man.
But what what I'm talking about right now is It happens in April of 1864. And at this point in time, Robert E. Lee is reunited with James Longstreet in the First Corps of the Army of Northern Virginia. Because James Longstreet, prior to this, had gone and helped Braxton Bragg in the Western Theater of the War. So now, this corps, which unfortunately had seen many failures in the Western Theater, is now returning to Robert E. Lee. And what Edward Porter Alexander says about this is that each man seemed to feel the bond which held us all to Lee. There was no speaking, but the effect was that of a military sacrament in which we pledged anew our lives. Now, this is happening long after the so-called turning point of the war of Gettysburg in 1863. This is happening in the spring of 1864. And what's going on here is a very real ability for Lee to secure independence for the Confederacy. And this is not something that Braxton Bragg has. It's not something that Joseph Eggleston Johnson has, or P.G.T. Beauregard, or President Jefferson Davis. It's not in the economic policies of Jefferson Davis. It's not in the it's not in any of these other areas. This is very uniquely Robert E. Lee's ability to bond with his army.
Huh.
So when people say, well, you know, after Lee surrendered at Appomattox, there were still Confederates fighting. You missed the entire point. It's gone over your head.
And the point is what? Go ahead.
The point is, the war is over at Lee's surrender. That's when the war ends.
Yeah.
When Lee surrenders, that sacrament is dissolved.
The sacrament meaning what that guy said of the people's feeling of we'll follow Lee to hell and back.
Basically. And they followed him to surrender.
Yeah. Interesting, man. Well, thank you, man. Go ahead.
Sure. Oh, another thing I heard that there were blacks in the Confederacy. Well, of course there were blacks in the Confederacy, but they weren't in the army. And I think that was kind of thrown out there with an implication that, you know, blacks were all in it together with the whites in the army. You know,
they did not fight with...
There were no black Confederates in uniform. There were no uniformed black Confederates, nor were there any... They weren't citizens either. There was a proposition...
They were just loyal slaves or loyal freedmen.
Right, they were just loyal slaves.
But some of them were slave owners, right? Weren't there black slave owners at the time of the Civil War?
I think those numbers would be so inconsequential, it has no real effect on the course of the war.
They wouldn't have been
black slave owners. Or
there were zero, there were officially, there were definitely zero black soldiers?
Yes.
For Confederacy?
There were all of zero black soldiers in the Confederacy.
Was it a policy that they said, we don't want you guys to be fighting, we don't trust you? Was there a reasoning that they said, or was it unspoken?
This is what happened. Robert E. Lee, in 1865, petitions the Congress to allow for black soldiers because the Union is using black soldiers.
Oh.
But you have to promise them something. You have to give them their freedom.
Yeah.
And the Confederate Congress refused to abide by those conditions. Now,
yeah.
Ultimately, they ended up passing that, okay, we can have black soldiers, but nothing really came of it. There was no conscription of black soldiers or enlistment or commissioning.
Yeah.
None of that happened.
All right.
It just kind of fell by the wayside. But the Confederates never really agreed to give them their freedom. And that was the general idea that came from Lee, and nothing came up.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for the clarification, Daniel in Texas. Appreciate you, man.
Oh, and the last thing.
Yeah.
I went to the reference of Robert E. Lee, quote, selling the families.
Oh, good.
Yeah. I went to that. It doesn't exist, man. Just drop it.
So yeah, he's referencing Joe in Phoenix always calls because
he said
Joe in Phoenix, Arizona is a mixed black collar who thinks that slavery is so bad, and maybe there were bad. I'm sure there were bad things that happened with some of them, with many of them. But he's like, oh, Robert E. Lee was this evil person. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
And then he said Robert E. Lee sold slaves and separated families. And I'm like, separating families, that's just a talking point. Nobody cares about families. I mean,
people separate families today.
I think the divorce is a worse separation of families than separating them by force with slavery and stuff, you know? I think that's more destructive to a child's soul than when the outside forces separate your parents, whether death or a slave master or whatever. Chabot says slavery was bad. I disavow slavery. He says that's you, man. I don't necessarily disavow it because I don't know. I wasn't there. There were issues with it, I guess. And so you're saying this is like the third time back and forth. Saying no. There's no record of this.
Well, I'm saying he said
he got it from.
That's what I'm saying.
He's making it up, but he said that he got it from. Now he may have read something and jumped to some conclusion, but he went to some place.
He went to the Arlington House.
Yeah.
And the bottom line is, he needs to put up, or you know what?
Or come on, shut up, Shay. Don't say that, kids.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, come on. Give me a break.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way.
And if he had, I don't care. I mean, what's your point?
Yeah.
Like, you're nuts. Anyway. Evil. He thinks he's better than Trump. Joe from Phoenix, I think he said.
Yeah, but what I will say is I hope he recovers. He said he hurt his ankle on a horse. I hope he recovers from that. I know what it's like to have a hurt ankle, and it is not fun.
Yeah.
So get well, Joe.
Yeah.
Or else I'm going to have to sell you from your
Nice. Appreciate you, Daniel, in Texas, man. Okay. Take care. All right.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Joe in Phoenix. Just a quick point, then I'll get back to calls and stuff. I never really hurt my ankle until I got kind of out of shape. Because my dad, had me running on the horse trail. The horse trail had these like wood chips, and it was dirt at first, and then they caked it with like wood chips and things, and it was kind of uneven. And I strengthened my ankles that way. I just never had I don't know anybody in my family who really had ankle problems. Now I have one where, because I was playing soccer and I was kind of out of shape and different things where I've sort of a little bit messed it up, but I would even like twist it all the way. And like almost fall down, but it would never hurt. Alpha ankles and beta back. That's right, Radulaser over on Twitch. twitch.tv/TheHakeReport. I guess I'm bragging. I almost said not to brag, but I definitely was bragging. Exercise, guys. Exercise. It helps. Nice. W, a first-time caller in Texas. Is this George W. Bush W?
Definitely not.
Right on, man.
Bush.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Oh, man. Beautiful, sunny day in East Texas, man. Hey, so I had a question for you.
Yeah.
And maybe you can enlighten me a little bit. So do you know why Christians celebrate Easter when they do? I have a question. Because, like, Passover's next month, right?
Oh.
And you would think if we were celebrating as Christians the death, burial, and resurrection, you would do it, you know, kind of when the Bible says that that happened.
You're right. Monday, April 22nd, 2024, Passover holiday begins before sundown. Monday, April 22nd, 2024, and ends at nightfall. After nightfall, April 30th, 2024. I just searched it on the internet. Google, which is evil. Totally useless website, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's right, because Jesus, with the Last Supper, that was the Passover meal, right?
Correct.
Whoa. Correct. And the Passover has to do with when the angel of death passed over the Jewish or the Israelite houses that had the goat's blood painted on their door frames. So the angel of death didn't kill the firstborn sons of the Israelites, but killed the firstborn of all the Egyptians. And that was one of the plagues. And so they kept on celebrating it even through Jesus' times and to this day. Oh, that's interesting. I wonder why they... I don't know why Easter... Because Easter is supposed to fall after that, right?
Well, I mean, if you were actually celebrating the death, burial, and resurrection, you would think that that would... You would think that would be when we celebrate.
Right. So... But it does fall on different dates. Like sometimes Easter is
it does fall together. Yes.
Oh, it sometimes does fall together because I know Easter is.
My question is where did they get the date for Easter?
Do you know? And you're asking me to see because I don't know.
Yes, I do. The Council of Nicaea actually set that date.
Wow. That's,
you know the whole Ishtar Easter thing. It was a Babylonian ritual that the Catholic Church, you know, basically. Said, well, you know, rather than stop this tradition, we'll just adopt the date and call it something else.
Okay. Ishtar is a god or goddess, right? A false god or goddess from the pagans?
Yeah, it was also mentioned in the Bible as Astaroth a couple of years ago.
Okay, and that was like a god of a sun or something like that?
The moon goddess.
Oh, whoa. Okay, and
yeah,
so...
Yeah, actually, the Easter holiday was basically a celebration of the birth of Tammuz, or actually, excuse me, the inception of Tammuz, who was the son of Ishtar or Astaroth.
Wait, the inception, like the conception, like
yeah, the conception.
So when he was just a little baby in the womb, a developing embryo.
Yeah, but the story goes that Nimrod is the one that actually impregnated Ishtar from the spirit world.
Oh, so Ishtar was a woman.
Yes,
and these are
the moon goddess.
And these are white pagans who.
These are Babylonians, bro. I don't know what color they were. I wasn't there.
Oh, okay. Did the white pagans? Were they white pagans at the time? Or?
So there was also there's a Norse goddess Eöster, I think, that has a similar story.
Oh, because that's where Easter comes from, Eöster, right?
Or Ishtar, yeah, whatever you want to call.
Okay,
them.
Norse. So the Nordic countries.
Yeah, the Vikings, bro. That's my people.
Oh, okay. All right.
just kidding, JK. Right, JK.
Okay. So are you not descended from the Norse, or are you somewhat descended?
Oh, yeah, no, that's my ancestry, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that's what they tell me, I wasn't there.
Right, yeah. Wow. Well, I ask if it was white, and the reason I do that is because the Roman emperor, I guess, Constantine, is he the one who pushed Christianity into the whole world?
Yeah,
the so-called Christianity, whether it was real or fake Christianity.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it was the Catholic version of
fake okay.
Christianity.
So he was a Catholic, or he pushed something Roman. Oh, Roman Catholicism. Duh. Hake doesn't know. I was about to say geography, history. Okay,
yeah.
So the reason I keep on pushing white is because I happen to seems like the white countries, the Anglosphere, and some of the Nordic countries. Many, most, all of them, became Christian over several centuries, right? They became Christian. And so they had pagan origins, many of them. And so they took the pagan holiday and turned it into a Christian, Christ-centered holiday, even though it was pagan in its origins. The Christian forces at the time, so-called Christian, whether they're real or fake, sanctified them and turned them Christian, whether it was good or bad. I don't know. I'm agnostic on whether it was good or bad. So that's my point.
It was definitely not good. I'll just say that.
It was not good to turn the pagan holidays into so-called Christian holidays?
Yeah, definitely not good. Here's the thing. It's like... what there's a Bible verse where Jesus says, you know, that not one jot or tittle. So you don't change the Bible, right? You don't change the appointed times, feasts, or festivals. You don't add to or take away. So that's kind of one of the problems that I see that's a potential problem with that, you know. And you know, if you go back, you know, I guess you were saying white. I'm not necessarily one of those people that
like a really white, like a pro-white-centered person.
Yeah, I'm not. No. I'm just pro people and pro Yah. That's it. But
pro Yah. Yeah, so, pro. Did you say pro Yah? Like pro God?
Yah. Yahweh. Yes.
Okay. Are you black or Hispanic or white or what? Or you said you're Nordic?
I'm just a creature of Yah. That's it, man.
Are you part? I'm just curious though. Are you mixed?
I don't know what you classify the color of my skin. I've never seen it like on a color chart.
Have you seen it on fellow? Have you seen it on fellow whites or Hispanics or blacks? Never mind. We're not going to get anywhere with that.
I'll put it to you this way. Somewhere in between you and just.
Oh, okay. All right. So you're swarthy. Or you're tawny. You might be tawny.
Yeah, bro.
It's interesting, man. You sound like you're a follower of, like, the biblical law, then.
So I guess you could say, man, I grew up in church, right? I mean, I was there every time they opened the door with my parents growing up, and you know, I've been married for a long time, and me and my wife, we've been in church for a long time, and you know, it was probably 2013 that I started really reading the Bible for myself.
Yeah.
And really praying and really getting outside of just listening to commentary and preachers and all that stuff, which is why I kind of know who you are, because Jesse's one of the people that influenced my not train of thought, but just the way I looked at certain things, because, you know, I believe, like, you have to look at things from different angles, because your perception can be tainted so easily in this world, and that's what the devil does. So that being said, you know, I don't agree with anything just about that. If you say, hey, I have one guy, I can't say that I agree with everything that he says, right? Because he's a human. So, but yeah, that's kind of where I came. That's where I'm at right now. But I know that what the Bible says, obviously has been, changed. It's been translated, all those types of things.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
I've tried to go all the way back to the original, translation. And while that does help in some things, it also, it hinders in some ways, because it sends you down way at wild rabbit trails.
Exactly.
But if you just don't change what's in the Bible, right, and just don't change what Yah and what Yahusha said, then you don't have to worry about none of the rest.
When you say those words, it makes me think you're part black too.
Nah, not at all. Okay. Not one little. I mean, actually, I had a surgery a couple years ago where the doctors tried to kill me, but.
Whoa.
They did find about, like, I think I have 5% African in me. But
wow, so they doxed your blood or your DNA.
After I asked them not to, because, hey, let me tell you real quickly.
Yeah.
The surgery that I went in for was an emergency surgery. I had a bad blood clot in my leg.
Ooh.
And I wouldn't sign the doctor's release because they couldn't tell me that it was non-vaccinated blood.
Wow.
And so anyway, the doctor wasn't going to do the surgery. But anyway, finally, I told everybody to leave the room, and me and that guy sat out and said, look, dude, I'll sign whatever you have to sign, but I'm not taking somebody else's blood. And so anyway, I go into the surgery. The surgery was 5 or 6 hours. And for whatever reason, my body kept making the blood that I needed throughout this surgery. And the nurses they came in afterwards and, like, we can't explain why you kept getting the blood you needed, but
nice.
Your body kept making it.
Good for you. That's the see? God's miracles. It's great to hear from you, W in Texas. Call me again, man. I gotta end.
Deuces.
All right. Take care, man. Bye. Wow. Jaime in Minnesota. I cannot get to you. You had a comment on Easter. And Rick in Hampton, Virginia wanted my opinion on the P. Diddy house. Or houses raid, which I haven't looked into. And the rest of the callers and super chatters, I cannot get to you. Joelle Friday TV is coming up next. Okay? Let me type Joelle. Joelle Friday TV. And then, of course, American Anchor Baby after that. I got to end. So I didn't get to, I feel like I didn't get to everything that I wanted to touch on, but we always have tomorrow, hopefully, until we don't. Enjoy 238 Tuesday, guys. The sticks are woven in the spokes again, or something like that. This is from the 2000 album, Regulate the Chemicals. Hope you enjoy it, you musical Philistines. Adios, America. Joelle Friday TV coming up next. Bye. Fall asleep on your way to work.
That girl reminded me of another girl I used to see. And her ghost continued haunting me all day long.
The title sounds mess. Because it is.
You won't recognize the sound my engine makes. Balding tires and squeaky brakes, but everybody makes mistakes, I guess. That girl reminded me of another girl I used to see, and her ghost continued haunting me all day long. I just want to laugh,
girls,
but it's just gonna hurt, 'cause I can't fix what I don't know I broke. Just laugh and tell another joke. The sticks are woven in the spokes again. I can't fix what I don't know I broke. Just laugh and tell another joke. The sticks are woven in the spokes again.
Musically uncircumcised, yes indeed. Hey, do you have freckles? Yes. Especially when I go out in the sun. I'm playing like I know how to play guitar. I took like 4 lessons in my life. Why am I doing this? Call me tomorrow, Rick. Thank you, man.
I came home to find my neighbors gone. From my teenage car parked on the lawn, I thought of all the ways that things have changed.
Things have changed.
So it's true, I never challenge you. Why do you always challenge me? I don't get paid to sing what everyone's thinking.
Don't get paid to sing what everybody's thinking.
I just wanna laugh, but it's just gonna hurt. 'Cause I can't fix what I don't know I wrote. Just
well, I better get out of Joelle Friday's way. Adios, America. Bye. Anchor, baby, after that. Thank you, Hassan.